Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up later in the programme, I'll be speaking to John Smith, a farm commercial specialist with Arrivo, about a new range of animal feeds which will be available in Donegal. But first, turning to the recent launch of the Action Plan for Rural Development. Well, we've heard of plenty of plans in the past. Will this one make any real difference? I've been speaking with Thomas Cooney, the IFA Environment and Rural Affairs Chairman.
There is a few new things in it, you know, about or regenerating rural towns and an apprenticeship model, you know, and a few things like that. I suppose most of the stuff that we had in it was we had in our own policy documents a charter for rural Ireland, and I suppose we welcome the plan. I suppose we'd be hoping for that it will deliver, and we will be asking for a 90-day progress report as to see how things are going. And I suppose the only thing is just there's not specific funds hasn't been allocated for rural roads, and there's no specific funding made available for the LIS scheme, that's the local improvement scheme for laneways up to private houses, you know, into farmyards and private houses. It's something that's an issue for rural Ireland, but look at in broadly we welcome the plan,
and it is going to be left to individual departments to come up with different aspects of it, and no doubt the IFA will be working closely with all involved.
Oh, we will, yeah. We'll be keeping the pressure on the relevant ministers too. And like broadband, we'll be talking to Minister Nocton and Minister Humphreys. Both of them has responsibility for it. All the different ministers, we'll be meeting them from time to time to ensure that everything is delivered.
Now, there's been plenty of talk about broadband, arguably as important as bringing electricity to rural Ireland many years ago. I mean, it is a necessity in this day and age. More and more things are going online. We've heard various dates and various speeds. Are you more optimistic now than maybe a year or so ago that most people in Ireland will get a decent level of broadband service in the near future?
We'd be hoping that everybody will get it. You know, from Dingle to Donegal, you know, like we'd be hoping that everybody will have access to high quality, affordable broadband. And it's important that it's affordable as well. Yes, and we'd be hoping that it could be rolled out as quickly. The contract for the rural broadband scheme needs to be finished up. There's still a tendering process. We're told it's a very complicated tendering process, and it has to be got right. And that's supposed to be announced later on in this year, towards the end of this year. So we'd be hoping that would roll in time, and the contract would be awarded, and things would start moving. High speed broadband is a necessity. Look at farm schemes. As if people have children at college or schools, do you know, people working day to day, banking, motor tax, everything's been pushed towards the online version. Yeah. And so we don't need another urban-rural divide, so we need to be on a par with our urban counterparts.
And I'm sure there's many older farmers in particular who are finding it hard to adapt and all these changes, and that in itself can be an issue. I mean, there needs to be facilities there, and also education and assistance for people to help them to get the advantages of being able to do things online.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, well, they have the option. The paper option is still there, but for the basic payment, everyone's going to have to be online by 2018, but most of them does use the planner for that. But yes, it would be important that there would be training courses rolled out for anyone that wishes to avail of them. And IFA SkillNets do run them from time to time as well, so it's something that if there was groups of people interested in doing such courses, you know, IFA will try to facilitate them as best we can.
Now, moving to something quite different, the areas of natural constraint, the payments, it's an important topic. The IFA has a regional meeting in Cavan this evening, and essentially I suppose it's fair to say, as far as the IFA are concerned, there's really three main aims.
Yeah. Well, the first one, I suppose, is that all areas that are currently in the ANC are maintained in it. We don't want to see any areas excluded. We don't want to. The other is that the funding would be brought back up to pre-2009 levels, which was 250 million. It's currently at 205. In the programme for government, there is an extra 25 million committed, but we'd be looking for that extra 20 to bring it back up to the 250. And we'd be looking for the payments to reflect the handicap that's in the area.
There's a review going on. What's the timescale for this? When can we expect...
The review has to be completed by June 2017. And if it's not done on time, we can get it. We'll end up with a 25% cut to the funding. The criteria has changed slightly from the last time round. It used to be based socio and economic reasons used to be taken into account. They are no longer. It's now based solely on soil type, topography, coastal erosion, all that sort of land quality, basically, what it's going to be based on now. So,
yeah.
Look, we're hearing mixed reports from other countries that is further on with the review than we are. And we'd be hoping to keep, especially these counties in Cavan, Monaghan, Donegal, Leitrim, you know, the counties in this region, we'd be hoping that they will be maintained in it.
Yeah. But there is the danger that some people who are maybe getting the payments now may not get them in the future.
Oh, that is a danger, yes, and that's something that the IFA will be fighting to maintain, because we have longer winters here, we have longer slurry storage and all these things, and that disadvantaged area payment, it puts us on an equal footing with people in land in better counties. It goes somewhat, it doesn't bring it up totally, but it helps to make the farms viable in this part of the country.
Thomas Cooney, IFA Environment and Rural Affairs Chairman. And now on to something quite different. John Smith, Farm Commercial Specialist with Arrivo. The launch of the Nutrius Animal Feeds for the Donegal region is taking place this week. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I can tell you, just as we're launching the feeds from the 1st of February in the Donegal, Northern Ireland area, and we're having some store open days in Donegal and one open day in Omagh during the month of February. Everybody's welcome along, and there'll be people there on those days to show what the feed is all about and the mineral content of the feed. And we're having some offers on those days as well in those stores for anybody that wants to avail of that.
Essentially, it's another product on the market, and you're really gearing it towards which particular sector?
Three sectors, really. We collect a lot of milk in Donegal and Northern Ireland, so obviously the dairy feeds is very important for us. But we're also very keen to sell some beef feeds and sheep feeds in the Donegal area and into Northern Ireland as well. We make some good quality sheep feed and beef feed, and I think the Nutrius feeds will do well for us in this area. They've been doing well for us in the west of Ireland already.
And they are going to be available at Homeland stores?
Well, for the first time, our bags will be available at Homeland stores. But we also have bulk bins in the Homeland stores where you can buy cattle or sheep feed in bulk bags. It's just another option for people that want to buy feed in that quantity. So that's something new, and we hope it'll do well for us in this area.
It's all being produced in Ballyhardreen in Roscommon.
Yeah. We have a very modern mill in Ballyhardreen. And County Roscommon. All the feed is manufactured there. We keep it to all the normal standards, and all our feed is tested before it comes in, and then it will be hauled up into Donegal or Northern Ireland.
And John, you can give us the dates of the various stores and what's going to be happening in the next few days and weeks?
Well, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have store open days. The first one will be on Friday the 3rd in Letterkenny. That'll be running all day. And then next week we have one on the 9th, which is in our store in Kerrykeel. And then on Friday the 10th, we have one in our store in Creasla. Moving forward from that then, we have one on the 13th, which is in Omagh. On the 17th of February, we have one in Lifford, and on the 18th, which is a Saturday, we'll have an open day in Ardra, and that'll give people a chance to see the homeland stores and the feed that we'll be selling from those.
And that was John Smith, the farm commercial specialist with Arrivo. Hundreds of farmers from all over Donegal will be expected to attend a major meeting tomorrow evening, that's Friday evening, as part of the campaign by the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, which is calling for a doubling in areas of natural constraint payments to farmers in mountainous and more severely handicapped areas. That meeting will take place in the Clannery Hotel at 8 o'clock, and local public representatives and MEPs have been invited. Meanwhile, AIB has announced that it's introducing a new cash flow support scheme for Irish farmers, and loans available from this week at a new discounted rate of 2.95%. Research commissioned by AIB suggested that one in three Irish farmers expected cash flow pressure by the end of last year and difficulties remaining, and it has announced that it has secured €60 million in funding under a cash flow support loan scheme. Meanwhile, sheep farmers have until tomorrow to return applications for the new sheep scheme worth €10 per ewe following the extension of the closing date. The €25 million scheme, secured through a lot of lobbying, including that by the IFA, will provide €10 per ewe to farmers for undertaking actions to make a positive contribution to flock welfare. Application forms have been issued to all sheep farmers. Under the scheme, farmers will be required to choose actions which can improve the overall welfare of a flock. These actions will be chosen from a menu from which farmers must choose two actions based on whether the farmer has a lowland flock or hill flock. And these actions must be completed over a 12-month period. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steer-based €3.80 to €3.85 a kilo, heifers €3.90 to €3.98 a kilo, young bulls €3.65 to €3.90 a kilo, cows making €3.15 to €3.50 a kilo. And the sheep price update for you: well, prices of up to €4.70 to €4.75 a kilo to 23 kilos, top prices of €4.80 being paid. Farmers resisting price and weight limits. Well, that's it for tonight's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. Many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, goodbye.